Well, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us on a Thursday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Weather-wise, a pretty nice day for most of the province again today. But, you know, I'm so hesitant to say that because, while you might be in the south part of the province enjoying sunny and a beautiful day, it's tough for those that are in the north that are being ravaged by these wildfires. We're seeing communities evacuate in large communities. Yesterday, we saw the town of Creighton, which is, of course, in Saskatchewan, and just over the border, the community of Flin Flon, both given evacuation notices. So for Creighton, I think we're looking at about 1,200 people that were told to leave town. Wildfire officials were basically warning that the flames could move closer by today, which would cut off road access. That's one of the big worries, is once you cut off road access and you're trapped there. So it's one thing about the flames damaging and doing property damage in the community, but sometimes it's about you getting trapped in the community. And we've heard this from numerous people as well. We've been following this along. In fact, we had CKOM reporter Mia Holowaychuk in Candle Lake yesterday, and I wanted to touch base with Mia this morning. Mia, thanks so much for giving me a few minutes.
Me.
So you were in Candle Lake yesterday. Can you describe, I mean, the fire is still around 20 kilometers east of that community, but the effects are being felt there.
Absolutely. A lot of residents I talked to, you know, the mood was very 50-50 split between a sense of urgency to get everything and get out, and also just kind of waiting to see how the situation plays out. As I was driving up there and in, there were a lot of vehicles with boats hitched. They were heading south. A lot of people that I talked to, they said this is, you know, their second home. Other people are permanent residents there, and they said it would be absolutely devastating to see a fire ruin their hard work and cabins. Lots of people are very uncertain about the situation right now. I also spoke to one person, Ron Swinsky, that worked at the golf course, and he said if a fire were to reach there, he doesn't know where it would stop. Right now, they're actually trying to rebuild a building that was lost in a fire from last year.
I remember that, yeah.
And yes, and he said it had the restaurant and main office. So they're still trying to rebuild what they've already lost. He's trying to keep the sprinklers on every night to keep the green as wet as possible. But he says, you know, it would be so devastating to see that go again.
Of course. We fielded a lot of calls and texts yesterday from people, and we even got pictures sent in to us here at the station. People loading up their boats, packing up things from cabins and homes, because there's a number of people that actually live in that community as well. Did you get a sense from people that it is, even though the fire's not there yet, they are in a precautionary way moving things out? Did you see that happening?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people were packing up their trailers. People were saying that they are putting important stuff, you know, wedding photos, wedding rings, passports, those important documents, and they have their cars pointed, you know, in the right direction to get out. One resident, he lives there full time, and he was building a sprinkler system on his roof so that he can turn it on from his phone from an app if he had to leave, just to try and protect, you know, a 5-year project that him and his wife built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can only imagine. And I mean, that is a community where they're basically on standby, but they have asked people to voluntarily evacuate just to, I think, avoid congestion is what they're going for.
Absolutely. I spoke to the mayor, Colleen Lavoie, and she was urging people to have everything ready, you know, because if you leave, you can't come back in after that, after there is an evacuation, if there is one. So have everything ready, because you can't come back and pick up anything that you forgot or left. It's just a one chance, right?
Yes, for sure. Mia, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Thanks so much for the check-in.
Thank you for having me.
That is our CKOM reporter, Mia Holowaychuk, and our newsroom continues to provide coverage. We've got reporters talking with people up in the area. I wanted to connect this morning with a friend of mine, actually, who I was chatting with last night. Sent him a message saying, hey, Mitch, I hope everything's okay at your cabin. He's got a cabin in that Candle Lake area. And I'm happy to say I've connected with Mitch on the phone this morning. Thanks for taking the call, Mitch.
Hey, thanks, Evan.
So you sent me a picture last night that showed, it was quite a beautiful picture of the lake, and you could just see the smoke in the background. But you sent me a picture this morning that looked very different. Can you talk about how things changed overnight?
Yeah, you bet. You know, it changed from clear and calm to I could barely see the end of the block. It was so smoky up here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm here now, and the smoke has lifted, and it's eerily a beautiful day.
It is. So is it a wind change that caused that?
Yeah, I think so. It's calm. I don't know, you know, the factors of what brought in the smoke, but, you know, it's a little bit smoky here now, but, you know, it feels like, geez, I should be out on the golf course or out of my boat fishing.
Right. So what are you seeing and what are you hearing from your neighbors, from people in the community? Because as I just chatted with Mia, our reporter that was up there, lots of people are precautionary, taking every step they can to protect property and actually moving a bunch of things outside of the resort.
You know, it's all over the map. When I drove up here, there were like probably 50 boats, quads, ATVs leaving the area. And, you know, some people are super stressed and some people are business as usual. There was golfers on the golf course last night, like nothing was going on.
Right. What are you feeling? What are your plans?
Well, I'm going to hook up my boat today, take it out and take a couple of personal effects and hit the road.
Yeah. And hope that, I know they're working on building that fire break outside of the community, which hopefully will play an instrumental role in protecting you guys as well.
Yeah, we're optimistic there. That fire guard was approved and, shout out to all the firefighters, and they're doing what they can.
Yeah, for sure. Mitch, thanks so much for giving me some time this morning. We appreciate checking in with you.
Yeah, thanks again, Evan.
Well, it is one of those situations. If we look to the east, Manitoba has declared a state of emergency. We have seen Manitoba Premier Wab Kanoo talking about the fact that he's ordered a province-wide state of emergency. They've got 17,000 people across several communities that have fled, have been given evacuation notice, and are making an exodus to the southern part of Manitoba, basically, which is, that's a lot. I mean, we've seen evacuation notices in Saskatchewan, but it's not to the extent of the numbers that we're seeing in some fairly large communities in Manitoba, one of them being Flin Flon, which is, of course, so close to the community of Creighton, 1,200 people in Saskatchewan that have had to move. A number of people, actually, we got a text on the text line this morning from John in White City, who's a regular texter and a communicator with us, and he was mentioning that in Madge Lake, where they've got a property, they are getting a lot of messages from people that are looking for a place that they can essentially store their or park their trailers. So these are people that are coming from maybe Flin Flon or northern Manitoba. They've got an RV, they've got a trailer they're hooked up to. They were on a camping site up there. They're looking for a place that they can set it down. So there's lots of implications to this. And so if you were hoping to get a spot at Madge, for example, that could be inhibited by the fact that you could be having others moved in. Lots of people trying to find ways to accommodate those that have been ousted from their house, from their community. I know that we'll see Saskatoon, Prince Albert, lots of communities, certainly even down into the South Regina, hosting and housing people that have been forced to flee from their community. So we're going to continue to follow this along as well. We've got lots of other things on the show that we're going to talk about today. But at any time, I would love to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. Already lots of texts are coming in and we appreciate them. Some great videos. I just was looking at a video here from Katie, I believe it was, that sent it in. Water bombers at Emma Lake, filling their planes with water to the Little Red River Reserve fire, which is not too far away. You can see the plumes of smoke in the background. But yeah, great video of the plane coming in, setting down on Emma Lake, filling up with water, and then back up in the air again to douse the flames some more. So any of these types of texts, if you can give us an update, a picture, of course, a text, just some thoughts of what's going on up there, it adds to the perspective of this, and we appreciate it. So Phones are officially open, by the way. We've got lots of other things that we can chat about. We'll take a break and come back with your thoughts and texts, whatever is on your mind, including, of course, the wildfire that is being fought in numerous locations in the north part of the province. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.